FM. 4, 3, 2, 1. It's time for the Friendship Show. With your hosts, Dawn Price, Mark Miller, and Scott Hayes. The Friendship Show.
Friendship Show.
Good morning. It's the Friendship Show. It's Saturday morning in Laguna Beach, KX 93.5 FM, and this is the Friendship Show. I'm Dawn Price. I'm here with Mark Miller. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. And welcome back, by the way.
Thanks. And Scott Hayes.
Good morning, Dawn.
Happy New Year, everyone.
Yeah.
Happy New Year. This is the first time we've been together in the New Year.
I know. It's true. And we have our wonderful tech team, our interns, Megan and April. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Yay.
Everybody have a good, safe New Year's.
Mine was very quiet.
Mine too.
Really?
I went to a movie and then came home.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah.
That's kind of my New Year's Eve goal is like I need to be like
stay
home.
Out of it.
I need to be home and in my house by 7 p.m.
Yeah.
Well, you told me you couldn't get home fast enough New Year's Eve day.
Yeah. Yes. It's so crazy that I get flustered.
People kept we were in Vegas over the weekend and people kept saying, "Are you staying for New Year's?" And we would say, "No, we're going home on Monday." And to a person, every staffer was like, "Good idea." It's crazy.
I was going to say, could you imagine New Year's Eve in Las Vegas?
No one, not a single person said to us, "Oh, you're going to miss it. It's great here."
Right.
New Year's Eve. It was all like, "Oh, good idea. Get out of here. Run." So we were glad to be on our
way. What movie did you go see, by the way?
We saw Wolf of Wall Street on New Year's, which is not a bad movie for New Year's in terms of just it's a crazy 3 hours of decadence. And,
oh, wow.
You know, just reading online on Facebook this morning, one of the daughters of one of those stockbrokers is writing this angry, understandably angry letter about nobody should celebrate that lifestyle. And I think people have the mistake that the movie celebrates it. Not at all. It was kind of painful to watch.
Oh, spots. Wow.
Yeah.
You know,
maybe because of the work I do with addicts. But
oh, okay.
The fact that it's a true story. I was sitting next to this woman who kept remarking to her companion, "This is unrealistic. This is ridiculous." And I didn't have the heart to turn to her and go, "You know, it's a true story." But mm-hmm. It is a true story. It's right. Amazing.
Is it a good movie? Did you like it?
It is a good movie. Leonardo DiCaprio's performance is worth the ticket right there.
He's always good.
Yeah. But this is a real, I mean, that performance is everything in this movie. It's nothing without it, and he's really very good.
I have to say, I haven't enjoyed a Leonardo DiCaprio movie since Who's Eating Gilbert Grape.
Well, he was great in that. This Boy's Life? You ever see
phenomenal.
This Boy's Life?
No. I did see The Basketball Diaries.
Basketball Diaries, another great movie.
Did you see when he was Hugh Hefner? Not Hugh Hefner. Millionaire guy.
Yeah. Howard Hughes.
Howard Hughes.
Yeah. I did see that. I probably enjoyed that more than most of his performances.
This is, yeah.
Gangs of New York? I mean, he's got so
many. Oh, Gangs of New York is one of my favorite movies, but you don't
you didn't
watch
like
that,
his performance.
You don't watch that movie for...
You watch it for the other guy.
You watch it for... who is that guy? He's incredible in that movie. You know that big actor, My Left Foot.
Yeah.
Daniel Day-Lewis.
Okay.
Daniel Day-Lewis, yeah. The Secret Life of Walter Mitty?
Haven't seen that.
Oh, Megan's apparently seen it.
I saw it yesterday.
What'd you think?
I loved it.
I did too.
Just the cinematography was gorgeous, and I think they really did a good job of transforming that story.
I totally agree, yeah. It would be my one recommendation. I don't typically recommend movies, but I would recommend that movie. You would too, obviously.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, good. Yeah.
My favorite so far this year surprised me was the Mary Poppins movie, The Saving Mr. Banks. It's really an interesting story about that era and about taking a book and making it into a movie.
Yeah.
The performances are good. We saw that on Christmas Day.
Tom Hanks and Emma Thompson.
Yeah. They're not going to take it too far astray. And I was just, there's a lot I learned about the process of Disney at that time and making movies, and I thought it was very, very, it totally held my interest.
So. You go to a lot of movies. Do you have any predictions? What's going to be the motion picture of the year? What do you think?
You know, no, it's never my favorite that wins the Oscar, so.
Oh, well, what do you think will win?
I don't know. I don't know. I haven't read enough on it yet. I mean, that's all industry stuff, isn't it?
Well, what's your favorite movie so far?
My favorite is Saving Mr. Banks so far.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Of the ones that have come out recently, there were some over the summer that I think should have Oscar buzz and don't. Mud. Did you see Mud?
Did not.
Matthew McConaughey. Uh-huh. Fantastic film.
I heard about that one. Never saw it.
Yeah. Fantastic film.
No. And, have you seen this Jared Leto performance?
Yes. Yes. That's a Dallas Buyers Club. That's an amazing. Really? He should win for that performance.
Oh, what is the movie?
Dallas Buyers Club.
Oh, haven't seen that.
That's Matthew McConaughey as well. He's also in Wolf of Wall Street. He's everywhere.
Oh, my gosh. He had a good year.
Yeah, he has an amazing 30 seconds of film and probably more like 4 or 5 minutes in Wolf of Wall Street and absolutely steals it for the
wow.
time he's on.
Yeah. God, he's a Texas boy.
He's a Texas
shout
boy.
Shout out to Texas.
So shout out to Texas for sure.
Okay, we have to take care of a little bit of business quick because
yes.
do you know what's going on at the station this week is...
It's our membership drive.
Yeah, absolutely. At the top of the year. So... This is membership-supported public radio.
It is.
And one of the ways that we keep the doors open is by people calling up and pledging
right.
money for a membership. I was in yesterday, and I got my membership.
I upgraded mine yesterday. So
you
I went,
upgraded?
I did.
Oh, wow. What are you?
I increased my support to activist.
Oh, wow.
Yesterday.
Aren't you political?
I believe my husband did the same. So we are both activists.
What does that mean?
I don't know. It's more money and a little bit more.
What do you
stuff.
Get? You must get like some nice perks.
We just wanted to support the radio station oh. more. We didn't really care about the perks.
Oh, really?
But if you care about the perks, you can see it all on 93kx935.com.
Yep.
All of the membership information.
Just go to the website.
Yep.
And if you sign up now, there's this huge drawing on January 10th.
Right, where for a really kind of cool package.
Yeah, there's like $500 in a travel experience, and there's spin classes and yoga classes
yep.
and a juice cleanse and all
yep.
sorts of things.
Right.
So kx935.com.
Has anyone ever done a juice cleanse before in here?
I have.
What's that like? What's that experience like?
Well, I will tell you this. You sort of do it and you get prepared for it. And then I would say about halfway through the cleanse that I did, you will have a religious experience.
Did you have a religious experience? How would you describe the religious experience?
I came to know myself in a way that I had not previously known.
That's funny.
There's lots of ways to do that, though. You don't have to cleanse.
That's far enough of that conversation.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. Do you guys have New Year's resolutions?
You know, a friend of mine online suggested that your New Year's resolution be one word, and that really made me think.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think I have 2 one-word resolutions. The first is acceptance, just sort of calming down, and things are going to be what they're going to be. And the second one for this year, because we are preparing for a move from house to house, is sort of purge or organize, or I don't know quite what the right word is there,
right.
but just sort of... get rid of some stuff.
It's always good when you move to get rid of stuff, because
yeah.
then you don't
cleanse.
Have to move it.
Cleanse. Yeah, maybe I'll have a religious
cleanse.
Experience at
it's
some point.
Cleanse.
Halfway through that closet, I had a religious experience.
So. Scott?
Are we doing one-word resolutions? I
no,
can do
no,
that,
whatever
I guess.
You want.
Sure.
Oh, you know, I'm not a big resolution guy, but I will say that we have a chalkboard in the kitchen, and my wife put up there, dance more. Now, I never dance, so I don't know what she meant by more. So we were out walking the other day, and we came across a little corner. I said, well, let's dance right here. So we did like a 30-second dance.
Are you aww. Kidding?
No, I'm not. That's absolutely true. But no. But here's the point. Then I turned to her and I said, well, we've done more than last year. So I've actually already achieved my resolution this year by dancing more.
There you go. Yep.
I think that's awesome. You danced like on a street corner?
On a street corner. It was on a street. Well, yeah, right on PCH and Cliff there.
Really?
Right across the street.
That's
yeah.
awesome.
Was
well,
there music playing or did
nope.
you? It was just more.
No. It was a spontaneous thing. So.
Oh, I think that's awesome.
Very romantic.
I can tell you that sometimes I get in trouble because when I walk into department stores and they have like a really good soundtrack playing in the background, I sometimes spontaneously start dancing.
You
in
break
department
out and
stores.
Dance?
Yeah. I sometimes
well, you do that
I
in
do.
The room here. You do
and
that in the studio all the time.
I do that. And sometimes it causes me slight embarrassment.
Do you?
Okay. Here's what I think that we should do.
Well, wait. We got a resolution from you.
Oh, a resolution from me. I guess mine is health. I would say health. Just pay more attention to those sorts of things.
Well, one quick suggestion on that. Stop smoking. I think you'll
wow.
be heading in the right direction.
Really? Wow. Yeah.
I get all the nods
no
in the room,
no one has ever suggested that to Mark.
Wow.
I bet
yeah.
Scott
he's
going to
call me out on that.
Person to ever suggest that to
and
you.
And the Pepsi's in the morning you're drinking.
Okay. All right.
Dang it.
All right. Thank you.
Oh, sorry, Don.
Thank you, Mr. Spontaneous Dancer. Okay, I think we should open up the phone lines for the show.
Let's do
and
it.
See who's listening this morning and if anyone else has New Year's resolution. So the phones are open. What's the number that we call here? It's 715-5936. Give us a call here on the Friendship Show and let us know what your New Year's resolution is.
And if you're listening online, it's 949-715-5936. There you go.
Area code 949. Are we lit up?
We have a caller.
Oh, my goodness.
All right.
All right. Do you know who it is?
Hello. You're on the Friendship Show.
Hi, my name is Jason. My wife, Christy. How are you guys doing this morning?
Oh, hey, Jason. Hey, Christy.
Jason, how are you?
We're doing great this morning. Oh, great. Happy to talk to you guys.
Where are you listening from, Jason?
Mr. Viejo, South County.
Oh, really?
Nice.
Yeah, we're online.
Awesome. You listen to the show every Saturday, right?
Now, of course I do. Of course I do. When I can get out of bed this early.
Oh, really? But you're online. You don't have to get out of bed. Just turn over and flip up the laptop.
Yeah, we're still in bed.
Too much information.
So what's your New Year's resolution, Jason?
You know, I've been thinking, and I really should have thought about this more before the New Year's came and went. But, you know, you've got that typical, I've got 10 pounds I'd love to lose, maybe 15, give or take. But, you know, we had a family issue not too long ago. And I really, really want to rededicate myself to my wife and kids. Just my kids are getting older, and as I look at where they are in their life, I want to be a little bit more in tune to what they're doing. For the most part, that's what I want.
Wow,
that's cool.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I like that one.
What does that look like, do you think?
What does it look like?
Yeah. How do you do that?
Okay. All right. Yeah, great. That's a great question. To be a better listener, I want to be able to just pay a little bit more attention to them and what their needs are, just to be the provider and, you know, not to sound all mushy, but just make sure I'm enjoying the time that I have with them because they'll be older soon and they'll be moving on.
How old are they now?
They range anywhere from 10 to 16.
Oh, yeah. One of them is going to be out the door in a minute.
Yeah, sometimes I can't wait and sometimes I fear it. Sure.
Yeah, that's about right. I'm on the other side of that now, and I would say that's about the right emotion.
Your wife, Christy, is with you?
Yeah, she's right here.
Hey, hi, Christy. Good morning.
Good morning.
Your husband has a great New Year's resolution.
Yeah, he's making me look bad.
I was going to say, did you help him come up with that?
I did, but I have a couple ways that he could rededicate.
Oh, yeah? Do you want to share those?
Here goes the honeydew list.
Okay. Well, we're going to check in with you every month and see how Jason's doing on his New Year's resolution.
Christy, what's your resolution?
You know, mine is probably a lot more textbook. Obviously, there's that 10 pounds. But I've done a really big push for organization. We bought a new house a couple of months ago, and I just want everything to have its place. Everything we have a busy household, lots of kids, lots of activities, and I just want everything to have its place, everything to be able to be put away at the end of the day and that type of thing.
You're in it with Dawn.
Yeah, you're in it with me. You know, I did something, golly, probably 10 years ago that really transformed that kind of thing for me is I have a category of stuff in our house that there is always a backup for. So I never run out of like laundry detergent. I never run out of paper towel. I never run out of stuff that just drives you crazy when you run out of. There's always a backup, and I shop for a new one when I take the backup, not when I completely run out. It revolutionized my house. It really did.
Well, see, and we do really well with that type of thing.
Oh, good.
My nemesis is like closets with four kids.
Yeah. Oh, golly.
You have clothes everywhere, don't you?
Yeah, or three teenage daughters. I mean, I do laundry. It's ridiculous, and so that type of thing. Where look, if the spot is full, it's full. So you can have this or you can have that, but we're not going to keep both.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. If something new comes in, something old's got to go out.
Yeah.
And it can't be here, so it's either somewhere else or the garbage.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, look, if this is special, we're going to save it in this box. But once this box is full, then we have enough special things.
All right. Jason and Christy, thanks for calling in. Happy New Year to you.
Thanks,
you guys.
All right. I think we have another caller.
Wow, it's revolutionary.
On the other line. And I think this caller is Rick Scott is on the phone.
Is he really?
I think so. Let's see.
It is. Hello?
Hey, Rick.
It's Rick Scott. Rick Hello, Scott Mark. Is the director of programs at Friendship Shelter.
Yes.
How are you this morning?
I'm very good. Thank you. How are you guys?
We're doing all right in here. Yeah. You're at work right now, right?
I'm at work.
Yeah.
No, I'm actually at the track working on my resolution.
Oh, yeah?
Uh-huh.
What's your resolution?
Well, my son came home from college. I always try to have experiences and want to, you know, spend time with both my children and my wife. And my son came home this year, and he was asking me every day, can we go, you know, go hike, you know, 10 miles in the hills? Can we go snorkel in the water? Can we swim out and do this? And I was exhausted. The first time I wasn't really able to keep up and do the experiences I wanted to, so he ended up doing things without me. So I usually have all sorts of different resolutions, and I do again. But in terms of the physical one this year, it's very important that I need to get in much better shape so I can spend time with my children.
Yeah, keep up with those kids.
Wow. Keep up with those kids. And I turned 50 this year, so kind of the individual one is I haven't played in a water polo tournament since I was probably 30.
Get out.
And so this fall, my goal is if I don't have something set up, I won't get in shape to do it. So I'd like to play a water polo tournament sometime this fall when
nice.
I'm 50.
Okay, Dawn and I will be there.
I will be there.
We'll have banners that say, go Rick. I mean, yeah. We'll do the whole thing.
So I'm only saying it publicly because it's the only way I think I'll probably for sure do it.
Have you?
Are there seniors?
Let's not call it seniors. Masters.
Masters. It's masters yeah. of the water polo pool.
It's masters level, so there's there's different age groups.
Cool.
But you're not 50 yet, are you? Have you turned 50?
Turning 50 this September.
Oh, this September.
This September. I can tell you, when I turned 50, my big goal was, because I used to be a diver in the pool, not a water polo player. My big goal was that I was going to dive off of the diving board when I was 50 because I haven't done that for, a long, long time. And here's what I would suggest to you is if you're going to do this sort of kind of, you know, extreme activity on your 50th birthday, you'll want to have a chiropractor appointment lined up for later that day.
I'll do my best.
All right. Thanks for calling in.
You bet.
All right.
Happy New Year.
Okay.
Do we have any other callers? Nope.
You know, I will say one thing, though. This idea of backing up your grocery shopping or whatever it is. My parents are in their 80s now, and it's been my experience with them that the older you get, the more those things start to back up. I mean, they literally, when I started cleaning through a couple of years ago, they had like 15 bottles of ketchup and 12 bottles of mustard because they would go to that 99-cent store.
Oh,
and just buy the cheap stuff thinking they might need it down the road.
Yeah, no, I don't do that.
Yeah, so you got to be careful with that.
I had a friend in high school whose mom was a little, we might say today, OCD.
Yeah.
There was a whole closet just of toilet paper.
Wow.
Yeah. That's a bit much. That's not me.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I have to say that I can get a little crazy in the 99-cent store, though. But I get like paper towels and... You know, those sorts of things.
I'm pretty, I've got to have the right brand. So
oh,
I'm
really? Happy. You're a brand shopper?
I am.
Ooh, advertising getting to you, isn't it?
No. I like what I like.
So. Oh, we have another caller.
Oh, we do?
Should we take one more caller?
Let's take one more
resolution. One more caller. All right. Good morning, caller. Megan's giving me the go-ahead here. Oh, my gosh. It's Ava and...
And Jason?
And Jason. Ava Burton and Jason Fetty.
Ava made me talk because she said she didn't know what to say about New Year's resolutions.
Oh, really? I bet you've got. I bet you've got lots to say. Now, our other married couple that called in, we're calling from bed. Are you guys in bed or are you up?
We're in bed.
Oh, you are in bed. And just so people know,
a whole other show.
Just so people know, this is. Ava Burton, who I just did a show with, and Jason Fetty, who you can hear live on KX93.5 Monday through Fridays from 10 o'clock until 3 o'clock.
Yeah, every day. My day off. What do you want?
Jason, your voice is back.
Yes, it's back. Well, I took the night off work last night.
Allegedly, yeah, I was going to say allegedly, according to the internet, you had no voice yesterday. Are we making news here that you were really just taking a night off?
No, he was very poorly, but I made him some chicken soup, and now he's...
Nice.
Hold on. Chicken soup, matzo balls, the whole nine.
All right.
That's all you need.
Yeah.
Okay, I know it's your day off, and it's early in the morning, Jason. What's your New Year's resolutions? Do you make resolutions?
No, I don't. But and you know what?
Why are you calling?
Well, no, I could have got an extra three. If I'd thought about it, I could have got an extra 3 weeks of smoking. At the beginning of December.
Oh, wow. Good for you.
That's right. That was a big resolution for you, was to quit smoking. And tell people how you did it.
I did it with a marble.
With a marble?
Yeah, you know, like a marble, like kids play marbles, you know, glass marble. Well, a friend of mine suggested that I hold a marble. When I want a cigarette, I squeeze the marble.
Wow.
And that worked?
Yeah, so far.
It was a session of hypnotism.
Oh, I was going to say, because I'm thinking that I'm going to have to be locked away in like a medical detox for about 60 days.
I heard the author David Sedaris talk about quitting smoking, and for him the key was, and I've never quit something, well, I've quit sugar and bread, which is pretty hard for me. His said the key was just deciding that he'd had that his cigarettes were gone, that any cigarettes he saw weren't his, and that he had smoked all of his, and his were gone. And he said it was a mind trick that made a difference for him.
Wow.
Yeah, that's an interesting idea. Yeah. Sugar and bread is the next thing for me.
Sugar and bread, that was kind of the mindset I had with that was, yeah, that's, I'm done with those now.
Ava, do you have any resolutions, any goals?
Yes, that Jason should bring me a cup of tea in bed every morning.
I think that's a good one.
Oh, that's such a wishful thing, terrible.
Just brought me one, it's a good start.
You're setting yourself up to be so disappointed. It's about you already.
I did have, you know, the normal health and food. I'm not going to do this. Oh, I'm going to stop having American breakfast for breakfast.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, no, ridiculous.
What's American breakfast?
Oh, you know, eggs and potatoes and, you know, pancakes and all of that. And Jason and I tend to go out for a lot of breakfast, and it's fruit for me all the way.
Oh, and that's going to be your new breakfast is fresh fruit?
Fruit and cottage cheese, yes.
Oh, wow. All right. I like cottage cheese.
So, you know, just the normal. And, you know, I was in the friendship shelter the other day.
You were?
Yeah, you weren't there.
Oh.
Yeah, she volunteers. That's a good resolution.
You were in volunteering?
Yes. Ava is a fantastic volunteer.
Oh, no wonder all my messages were messed up.
Yeah. Mrs. Pickles was there, too.
Yes, she was barking at everybody. Oh, she doesn't like Jane.
No, she does not like Jane.
And I think I'm going to try come. I think it wasn't a resolution, but having been there for the morning, I think I'm going to do my darndest to come in regularly again.
I think that's awesome. And I would just say to people who are listening, you know, certainly you and Jason both are so busy with all of the things that you do. And yet both of you have taken the time to come into Friendship Shelter and give your time to help the organization and just sort of be around in case someone needs someone to talk to or someone to listen to them. So thank you so much for doing that. We would love to see more of you at the shelter.
Oh, man, it's so fulfilling. It's worth every moment.
Oh, thanks.
All right.
We appreciate you.
You guys, thanks for calling in this morning. Have a great weekend.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, you guys.
Brilliant stuff. Have a good day. Have a great week. Happy
All right.
New Year.
Thanks, you too. I think we have, do we have another caller? We do.
We do.
Wow.
Awesome.
This is awesome. Who's on?
Loving people calling.
Hello, caller.
Hello.
Oh, my. I think I recognize this voice.
Really?
You better take
it's
this
a,
one.
It's a random caller.
It's a random caller?
It's my husband, yes. Jerry.
It's Jerry Rice.
Is this where I call about my subscription?
Your subscription to what?
KX93.5 board member, Jerry Price.
Oh,
that's
my
right.
gosh.
That's right.
So mind your manners.
Have you renewed your membership?
I did.
Dr.
I
Price?
Did.
And you became an activist as well?
I did.
All right.
Do you know what that means? Dawn isn't quite sure.
Yeah. It's just, it doesn't, it's just a giving level.
Right.
And
do you get
so
VIP
we,
tickets to yeah. things?
No, we're not that high up.
Oh, no. We're working our way up.
Oh, okay.
We're working our way up.
All right.
Well, it's we are incorporating this, as you know. Don and I both work for nonprofits, so we are incorporating this into the mix.
Oh,
we already give to our employers.
Yeah, right.
Oh, awesome. I guess I get it. Sure, Chapman University is a nonprofit.
Yes,
correct.
Yeah, allegedly.
At a much different level.
Harassed.
No, not at all. This is great. Dr. Jerry Price is the Dean of Students. Am I saying that right?
Yep, at Chapman.
Sure.
At Chapman University. What could the Dean of Students at Chapman University possibly have for a New Year's resolution?
Well, you know, I'm not actually a big resolution guy, but there's two things that have been bugging me that I feel like I could kind of combine into a resolution, and that is the main thing is during the week I have trouble getting my mind to slow down at night, whether it be from personal things or work or whatever. So a lot of times I don't get into bed until midnight or so, and then I'm up at 6, and it's just not a good practice for sleep. And the other thing is I don't read enough for pleasure like I'd like to.
Oh.
And so my resolution is to get to bed earlier, and if I'm not ready to go to sleep, just read on my iPad or whatever in bed. And so that would hopefully do the proverbial two birds with one stone.
Oh, I get it. Because my suggestion to your first problem was going to be whiskey. But that probably won't help with your second problem.
Well, it depends on what you're reading.
That's right. Exactly.
My favorite resolution of all time is one that Jerry and I made together.
That's true.
Like 3 years ago, 4 years ago, our resolution was to walk to breakfast every Saturday from our house here in Laguna Beach and never repeat the same restaurant. And that was so much fun.
Did you do that for a whole year?
We did. There were some Saturdays we couldn't, but I would say we hit on average three weeks out of the month. Would you say that's true?
Well, at least.
Yeah. It was really fun. And
that's a great.
For Jerry, it was a tour of Eggs Benedict throughout.
That's right.
Oh, really?
Because that's his go-to breakfast.
Who's got the best Eggs Benedict, Jerry?
You know, I'm not really a good best person. I mean, I like them all everywhere. I'm not a real food connoisseur, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
So, so I'd hate to diss any of the restaurants. But there were several of them that were very good.
Oh, really? Yeah. And for example?
Some of them that were really good don't do breakfast anymore. Like Tommy Bahama had a great breakfast.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Tommy Bahama stood out as being a really good breakfast.
They make their own tater tots.
Ooh.
They were really good.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a nice thing to find in a
restaurant.
They
don't do breakfast anymore. Maybe in the summer they do.
I have to say that I like breakfast at the White House.
Yep, that's a good...
You have a breakfast there? Yeah. They have some really nice like salmon egg thing that they do there that it's just kind of like a salmon egg hash sort of thing that I like.
Nick's had a great breakfast.
Yes.
There were lots
I like
of...
the Beach House. The Beach House had good Eggs Benedict as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
True.
All right. What's on your reading list, Jerry?
Like I said, I actually have a stack of things that a lot of them are just articles and other things that are just kind of actually queued up on my iPad that have been sitting there gathering, digital dust. And I just want to dust them off.
Academic articles?
Some of them others. There was one actually, the first thing I loaded on the iPad I still haven't read is a book called The Tiger. And it's a story of it's a nonfiction story of a hunter who wounded a tiger, and they actually believe the tiger was like seeking revenge. That there was like evidence that the tiger like held a grudge and was trying to track this person back down. And I just kind of read the abstract of it, and so I bought it, and I'm eager to get into it.
As it should be. If you shoot a tiger, the tiger should have recourse.
Yeah, but as a rule, you think animals like, I got shot, I'm going to stay away from that particular person or area. So this notion that someone has a personality like, you know, I'm going to get you, sucker, and is kind of intriguing to me. So I'm curious to, plus I just like this whole notion of big game and just kind of the lost world of the wild in Africa and things, so.
Yeah, that sounds awesome.
Cool.
although tigers are not in Africa, so I need to make sure before anyone starts calling in the station to question my geography, I know that tigers are in Africa.
Why the dean of students at a prestigious university thinks there's tigers in Africa.
I was a literature major, so I didn't necessarily know the zoology, but there I do know go. Tigers are not there in Africa.
All right. Thanks for calling, Jerry.
All right. Have a good day.
Happy New Year.
All right, that was some good resolutions.
Yeah, that was fun.
I think that's more phone calls. I know it's more phone calls we've ever had in the last year.
Yeah,
and
we
one
got,
hour.
And we got them all on the air. Thank you, Megan. And April.
Yay.
That's part of my radio resolution is to have more phone calls on the show and to be more interactive with our audience.
Well, I love that. Let me ask you this, though. If Megan weren't here or April, would you be able to take those phone calls electronically or technically?
Well,
yeah, maybe that's a resolution right there.
50-50.
Of course, I'm not one to talk. I don't know the first thing about it. So.
You've been listening to The Friendship Show on KX93.5 FM. Join us every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. for great conversation, great music, and the chance to make great new friends. The Friendship Show on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM.